Chapter 3. Our First Day on the River. Caesar was a good alarm clock and always woke me every morning. But that night, I wasn't in my own bed. I was sleeping in the spare room with Freddy and Guy. When Caesar jumped up on the bed, he landed on Freddy, who swore and threw a pillow at him. Caesar was deeply offended and lay down in his basket feeling sorry for himself. He forgot about me, and I overslept.
"Hurry up, boys," called Dad impatiently. "I have to go to work after I take you to Kingston."
We jumped out of bed and threw on some clothes. We couldn't brush our teeth because we'd packed our toothbrushes. There was no time to eat, but Mum had made us sandwiches. Dad took us to Kingston, and we saw our boat waiting for us near the bridge. The owner gave us a map that showed the locks on the river and the towns and villages along the route. He showed us where the tow rope was stored on the boat and explained how to hang the canvas canopy if it rained. While we were putting all our things on the boat, the owner stood watching us.
"You've got a lot of stuff there," he commented.
He watched us all the time, not offering to help, but giving a lot of unwanted advice. Caesar ran around offering encouragement.
"Get that stupid animal out of the way," shouted Freddy, as Caesar pulled Freddy's bag with his teeth just as I was passing it to him.
"He's only trying to be helpful," I protested. Freddy didn't understand dogs at all. Eventually, we were ready to leave. Guy held the tiller. I took the oars, and Freddy lay back and put his feet up on a pile of boxes, promising he'd replace me when I got tired. I actually enjoyed rowing, but it was hard work. I couldn't imagine Freddy doing it. I amused myself thinking how much Freddy would pay me to replace him when it was his turn to row. It was a beautiful morning, and we moved along the river slowly. People on other boats smiled as we passed. Some called out, "Good morning," or, "Wonderful weather for sailing, isn't it?" Caesar wagged his tail, but he was quiet. He loved this new life on a boat. The morning passed very pleasantly. Everyone seemed very friendly, except for one bad-tempered-looking man. He was dressed like a holidaymaker in shorts and a t-shirt, but he didn't look as though he was having much fun. He didn't smile or say hello. Caesar started to bark very loudly when we passed his boat. I thought the man must have a dog on his boat, but he didn't. Caesar was just barking at the man, which was completely uncharacteristic. He was usually a very friendly dog and didn't bark at strangers. He only barked really loudly at other dogs or animals.
"He seems a strange man," said Guy. "Even Caesar doesn't like him."
"He reminds me of Baldy Jimson," said Freddy. "He was always grim."
Mr. Jimson was our bald, bad-tempered maths teacher.
"Grim Jim," I added.
From then, that's what we called him.
"Hey, look over there,"
said Guy, pointing to a boat ahead of us. On it were three girls with long hair and brightly coloured t-shirts. They were all very attractive, and we instantly forgot about Grim Jim while we argued about which of them had the best figure and the longest legs.
"If you row a little faster, we can overtake them and get a better look," suggested Guy.
I could easily row faster. We were about to pass the girl's boat when I realized that I was feeling rather hot, so I pulled off my t-shirt. I was in great shape, and the muscles on my arms and chest were well developed. The girl at the tiller didn't seem to notice, but the other two smiled and whispered to each other. I was very happy with myself. Ahead of us, there was a bend in the river.
Guy turned his head to get a last look at the girls. Fogotty was steering, and the boat ran into the riverbank. I was about to say something rude to Guy, but I stopped myself. We had to stop there anyway, because Caesar had jumped off the boat and disappeared into the woods. There was a nice shady place not far from the riverbank, and I suggested that we stop and have lunch there. "I'll fry omelettes," Guy offered. He'd been a Boy Scout for years and was proud of his camp cooking skills. Freddy and I both disliked cooking, so we accepted his offer happily. Guy wanted us to collect wood for a campfire, but I didn't want to do this. Instead of admitting it, I pointed out that it wasn't a suitable place for a fire. "We're too near the trees," I said. "It'll be safer to use the stove." While Freddy and I were resting and watching Guy prepare lunch, the girls sailed past in the middle of the river. Unfortunately, hanging branches hid our boat and they didn't see us. We were all disappointed. Guy broke 10 eggs into a bowl, put a lot of oil into the frying pan, and lit the stove without difficulty. But the eggs took a long time to cook, and we were getting hungry. "The flame is too small," I complained. Guy turned the flame higher, and suddenly the oil in the frying pan caught fire. We managed to kick over the stove and extinguish the flames, but the omelette was ruined. We offered it to Caesar, who looked at it, smelled it, and walked away with his nose in the air. What now? We were very hungry. After a meal of bread and cheese, we set off again. We sailed along, hoping to catch sight of the girls again, but with no luck.
"Perhaps we'll see them at Hampton Court," said Freddy optimistically. "They'll probably stop there."
We decided to find a suitable place near Hampton Court and camp there for the night. Dinner was much more successful than lunch. Guy made a great stew from tinned soup and meat with fresh vegetables. We complimented him and told him that we'd be happy to have his stew every night. After we'd unloaded our sleeping bags, Guy suggested a game of cards.
"Good idea," I said, "but let's put up the canvas canopy on the boat first."
The other two complained, but did as I suggested. We all had bad memories of rain-soaked food on our camping weekend the previous summer. The canvas canopy covered the tall piles of boxes at each end of the boat, as well as the space between them. The covered space was like a tent. We played cards for hours, using the torch when it got dark. Around 1 o'clock, we crawled into our sleeping bags. I lay awake for ages, listening to the unfamiliar sounds in the trees, hoping there were no foxes or other scary creatures around. Sometime in the middle of the night, it started to rain. We crawled into the space under the canopy. There was just enough room for 3 people and a dog, if you lay on your side and kept absolutely still. Guy, Caesar, and I couldn't sleep, but Freddy fell asleep at once. He snored so loudly that I wanted to murder him.